Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Van Nguyen said, "We make millions of egg rolls, but people eat them one bite at a time." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest whose father developed the egg rolls that people eat one bite at a time. Today's Playmakers' parents came to the United States from Vietnam in 1966. With us today is a CEO who created National Egg Roll Day on June 10th. This great playmaker is Teresa Motter. Teresa is CEO of Van's Kitchen. Teresa was born to run an egg roll business. She immigrated with her family to the United States in the late 1960s from Vietnam. In 1975, Nguyen family moved to the Dallas area, and in 1986, Teresa's father launched Van Oriental Food, a specialty egg roll vendor. Teresa was there from the company's start, contributing to the business launch after she graduated from the University of North Texas with a degree in business. Teresa is a second-generation CEO running the rebranded Van's Kitchen. From the day the company was established, it's been committed to crafting quality products from the freshest ingredients. Teresa's career includes holding every non-production position in her 30 years of work experience. In the late 1980s, Teresa met her husband and business partner, Carl Motter, and together they have built Van's Kitchen into the specialty producer of better-than-restaurant egg rolls it is today. Well, Teresa, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, you came from Vietnam as a two-year-old in 1966. How did your parents pick Dallas, Texas as their home?
Well, my parents came to the United States to teach Vietnamese to the soldiers that were going back to Vietnam. And so my dad worked for the Department of Defense, and then he landed in El Paso. And after the country fell, he chose Dallas because he thought there would be more opportunities in Dallas.
Well, one of the things that I understand about you, you joke that the reason Van's Kitchen is still in business is because you never made the egg rolls. How much time did you actually spend attempting to make egg rolls?
Well, that's actually true that I never made an egg roll. I worked in packing. I worked in the warehouse area, but I actually didn't work in the actual rolling area. So when we started making egg rolls, at home we make some version of egg rolls, kind of like thinking about making your own fajitas. And when I make mine, I overstuff them. So I think they were worried about profits. If I was making egg rolls, I'd overstuff them. So that's why I never made it. But my parents focused more on the operational part of the business when we started. And so I ran the office and did, that's why I talk about non-production. I ran sales, office, and other different roles.
And your experts are called role models.
That's right.
Tell us about the role models.
Well, we talk about role models because we make egg rolls, and role models, since this is radio, needs to be ROLL, not ROLE. We want to provide opportunities like we have, and we want to model the behavior that we want. So that's why we call them role models. And it's a fun play on words.
It elevates their position a little bit by having that play on words as their title. Is that correct?
That does. It absolutely does. And then for me, you know, my parents have been role models for me, and it's my opportunity to maybe be a role model for somebody else.
I would think, especially because you're an immigrant and what your parents did to develop this business, that you have an inner drive to make sure that this business continues and profits to celebrate your parents. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely would agree. We are the American dream. And so for us to have this opportunity, I think it's really important. And I would love to be able to offer our role models the same opportunities, because 67% of our role models are actually not Native Americans. So if they can look at us and have an opportunity to grow and maybe have a better life, that's what we live for.
I want to talk further about that, but I want to know, what is an egg roll?
Well, an egg roll is just a fun food. So it's a a flour wrapper with a combination of some type of meat and some vegetables and seasonings, and it's deep fried. So it's a fun finger food that you can carry around. And right now, you know, people love to find ways to maybe sneak some vegetables into their kids, or, you know, find some maybe different foods. And so our Asian food is actually growing in popularity.
Well, I've heard and I've thought that an egg roll was more of the Northern Asian, the Chinese or Japanese. Is our egg rolls a big product in the Vietnam area?
Well, the Vietnamese egg roll is actually different. So what we're making is slightly different. And you're absolutely right. It's more like the Chinese-style egg roll. And kind of like pizza, if you go to Italy, the pizza we eat here doesn't seem like anything what we would eat in Italy. It would probably be similar in Vietnam. If you go get an egg roll in Vietnam, it's going to have a different wrapper, rice paper wrapper, and it's going to be different. And then the proportions of meat to vegetable in the United States are a lot different than what they would be in Vietnam or any Asian country.
Your dad's background, I don't believe, was restaurant business or food. How did he get into the egg roll business?
Well, his background is absolutely not food, and he got into the egg roll business because he had a friend in college, and that was what they were doing. And, you know, he thought about security. So after the war and everything ended and we were here, he was thinking, what would be a good secure future for us? People always have to eat, and so maybe that was why we decided to get into the egg roll business.
Van's Kitchen also has a special day for National Egg Roll Day, and that's June 10th. Tell us about that and why you went ahead and did that.
Well, we thought that people needed to know a little bit more about egg rolls, and what better way to celebrate it than to have a day about egg rolls. So National Egg Roll Day is in June, and it's just a way to kind of raise the awareness about egg rolls. It's not specifically for our company, but it's a way that people can learn more about egg rolls, and it's fun, something fun to do.
You mentioned fun, and I'm going to also ask you something else about egg rolls in a moment. But apparently you and your parents didn't take this business too seriously. You looked at this as a fun business. This is a way to make people happy.
Absolutely. From my culture and maybe the way my mom is, we like to feed people. And so a fun way to feed people is with some fun finger food. And who doesn't like fried, crunchy food that maybe could be healthy somewhere in there?
Well, you say your egg rolls are made to love. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is we believe that we put love in our egg rolls, and the people that we work with and the people that we are impacted are made to love. And so we want to make sure that making every bite the best one, you end up loving our products, but you also feel the love that we put into that.
Is Asian food trending? Are people spending more time eating Asian food now than ever had before?
I would agree with that. I think the world is a smaller place with Food Network, all of the actually regionalization of Asian food. There's an approachability to being able to do that. And right now, during the pandemic, a lot of your smaller restaurants are not open anymore. And so this gives people an opportunity to find some egg rolls are probably Asian comfort food. They're very approachable, and so it gives people an opportunity to eat something that makes them feel comfortable and is easy.
Where can this audience find Van's Kitchen egg rolls?
Well, in the local area, Dallas-Fort Worth, we're in Kroger, Walmart, Winco, and then on our website, we have a great little store locator, so you can just put in your zip code, and it'll tell you where you could find it.
Do you have any egg rolls that are sold at restaurants?
We do have egg rolls, so we sell to restaurants. And, you know, our restaurant business has greatly been impacted during this pandemic. But we also do that. And I neglected to say you can also buy our egg rolls on our website.
And have them shipped to the customer.
That's right. You can buy them from us, and we'll ship them directly to your house. So if you're one of those people that doesn't want to get out, we can deliver to you too.
Tell us about the different kind of egg rolls you have. There's just not one egg roll. I'm sure you have varieties. Talk about the different varieties that you make.
Well, we make chicken, pork, vegetable, shrimp, and then we have different variations of those, like orange chicken is one of the flavors that we have. But my favorite is probably the traditional egg roll, the pork egg roll.
You went to school at the University of North Texas. You had your, I believe, your marketing degree. You then went back and got your master's, is that correct?
That's right.
Was that all designed to become the CEO eventually of Van's Kitchen?
Not really. As a little girl, when I was laying in bed, I didn't think one day I would be CEO of Van's Kitchen. And, you know, growing up, I didn't really see that many women leaders in business, so I didn't know where that would lead me. When I graduated from school, from University of North Texas, I actually had a corporate job. But my parents were starting this startup business, and they gave me enough guilt because they helped me go through school and raise me, that I decided to join the company. Another thing I often joke about is, you know, I started, one of my roles was CFO. And I say I'm not very good at math because I was supposed to work for 6 months, and now 34 years later, I'm still here.
You have been CEO how long?
Since 2013.
So you've been CEO for 7 years. Would you say you've almost gotten your PhD in marketing and running a business since you become CEO?
I don't think you can ever stop learning. So no, I don't believe that I've gotten my PhD. I think this year, for example, we're all being thrown with new challenges. And so I welcome the opportunity to continue to learn and grow. And I think that's what makes it fun to come into work every day.
Well, your business has been very successful. You're doing well right now. Where do you see Van's Kitchen, say 5 years from now? What difference will there be? What are you anticipating?
Well, there's so many more people that don't know what egg rolls are and don't have them available. So I think we will continue to focus on that. I also want to make sure that the most important people that we work with that impact are our role models. What can we do to continue to empower them and give them the opportunities? Because when we take care of our role models will provide products that our clients will crave and love.
As I heard the words come out of your mouth talking about the role models and working with them, that has a lot to do with leadership. So in the time that you've been running the company, what does it take to be a great leader?
I think that for me, the thing that is important about being a great leader is making sure that I am taking care of my role models and putting myself in their shoes. That specifically is very easy for me because I think of my mom as a young person here in the United States, and she has been a great influence in my life. And so as I think about that, it's easy for me to put myself in her shoes or in their shoes, and what can I do to help them? And I believe that if I help them, we will continue to grow together.
Then it sounds like that your mother is your role model.
Absolutely.
In running the business, what has been your greatest challenge?
As a CEO, probably one of my biggest challenges has been this year. When the pandemic hit, this is not something that you learn in school that you have a playbook for. So as I was figuring out how to lead the business, I started thinking, what is the most important thing? The most important thing is to make sure my role models are safe and the food that we provide is safe. And as I'm learning and growing, the best thing that I can give advice on is when you don't know what to do, ask for help, go out there and research and figure it out, but keep the end goal in mind.
Since you've become CEO, you've been CEO for about 7 years. You went to school learning marketing, got your master's in that too. What's the best advice you ever received in terms of what it takes to make a business successful and to run a successful business?
For me, since my background was in as a CFO, I think the most important thing is to make sure you understand your cash flow and plan for that. It's very important that you make sure that your business can sustain some of these difficult times. And businesses will always have challenging times. You can't predict everything that's going to happen. So if you understand that, at least at a base level, it helps a lot in running a business.
Have you had any other job outside of working in this business?
I have had a lot of jobs outside of working in this business, but they were all before I graduated from college. So I started working when I was 11 years old as a babysitter, and then I sold Avon. And so I've had a lot of different jobs, but since I've graduated from college, this is the only job that I've had.
Then when you're in college, why did you pick marketing or business?
because I had sold Avon and done that, I actually learned how to run a little bit of mini business. So I picked business because I thought I understood it, and I liked doing that. So that's why I picked business.
You're working a lot. You're running this business. What do you do when you're not working?
Well, I raised a family, and now my children are out of the house, so we're empty nesters. So when I'm not working, I like volunteering. Right this year, I'm learning to cook a little bit more since we're at home a lot more. We're learning to cook, and I like to exercise, but that's been a little bit limited, so it's a lot of walks right now.
Let me go back. You mentioned cooking, and I want to go back to your egg rolls. As they're being prepared, is there much cooking that's done? In other words, when I purchase your egg rolls, let's say I go to a store and purchase those, do I just warm them up? What preparation do I have as a consumer?
Well, the egg rolls that we make here, we buy all the raw materials, and then we make our own wrapper, which is the outside of the egg rolls. We use fresh-cut vegetables, fresh meat, and then we cook them, or we heat them. When you go home, you are actually recooking them. And I'll give you a tip, Steve. If you want your egg rolls to be crispy, the best new thing is an air fryer. If you use them in the air fryer, they come out crispy, just like you had them out of the restaurant.
So apparently because of that, your egg rolls are extremely addictive. Is that correct? And they're legal?
Yes, they're addictive and they're legal because they're made to love, right?
That's right. Well, we've talked a lot about what you did in school, the jobs you've had, the job you have right now. Tell us something about yourself that would surprise us.
I am a huge bargain hunter. So I absolutely love going out there and finding bargains. And I can tell you recently I went to a store where I got a bargain and I got a free pair of shoes by buying a blouse. So it made my day.
So now we know the background of the CEO of Van's Kitchen. We talked about the places you can purchase the egg rolls. One of them is supermarkets. I understand you're in about 5,000 supermarkets. Is that correct?
That's right. All over the country. It's probably more than that, but they're all over the country.
How do you go about finding vendors for Van's Kitchen?
Well, I used to joke that the best way our sales strategy was for the phone to ring, because we take care of our clients and then they call us. We have a great marketing team that helps us to connect with our clients on social media, and then we're involved in a lot of associations in our industry, specifically the grocery industry and the convenience store industry.
We talked a little bit about leadership before and you taking over as CEO for your family in 2013. Has much changed since you've been the CEO?
We rebranded, so that part changed.
And what was the name, the original name of Van's Kitchen?
So the original name, and it's still our corporate name, is Van Oriental Food. And we rebranded to Van's Kitchen. I guess it makes it a little bit homier. And then we really started telling what our story was. Before, it was kind of a blah website, not a whole lot. But we wanted to be able to connect with our clients. And now with the speed of information, people want to know who they're buying from, who this company is, where their food is coming from. And so that's why we put a big focus on that.
The area we live in Texas, is very Hispanic. And you can go anywhere and get great Tex-Mex food, Hispanic food. How does Asian food go over in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and in Texas?
I think Asian food goes very well everywhere. In Dallas specifically, we have a little bit of a Vietnamese and Chinese community, and then also Indian as part of Asia, right? So I think people are trying to discover different foods. And I mentioned earlier that through the food network, food connects us. And it's a way for us to learn a little bit about each other's society. And so it helps us to understand our differences, our culture. At the end of the day, we're still human beings, and we all have to eat. So why don't we learn a little bit about each other by eating?
Should someone want to find out more about your egg rolls, what should they do?
Well, I would encourage you to visit our website and, you know, find out a little bit about our egg rolls, and then find out a little bit about us. We want to share with you and tell our story and tell you about us.
And you can buy those egg rolls online on vanskitchen.com.
That's right.
You can also buy them in the grocery stores apparently around the country. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're also in some convenience stores. And we're this year we're trying to come up with some options that make people feel more comfortable. So our products are prepackaged, and a lot of times they're in the deli part of the store, not in frozen food. And so if you go there, you can take it home, and it's a great restaurant quality product that you can heat up.
Are you primarily in the United States, or are you overseas also?
We're just in the United States.
So it's just for the folks in the United States. Now, for those people who have lived in Asia, what do they think of your egg rolls?
Oh, I think they like it. And for second generation people like me, you know, making egg rolls by hand is a lot of work. So you can get something almost like mom made, but you're making it in a convenient format.
Well, for those that are listening, you need to make sure that you go to the website and or your local supermarket and get these egg rolls, because they are a comfort food and they're made with love. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, Teresa, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. I enjoyed our time together.
This has been very interesting. I know very little about food. I understand more about egg rolls now, and that's going to be a key portion of the food I'm going to begin to eat. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
This has been a great show. Again, we spoke to Teresa Motter. Teresa is CEO of Van's Kitchen. Again, it's vanskitchen.com. You can find that on the internet. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.